and purification materials, blankets, and shelter supplies in the region.
America's UN Ambassador John Negroponte. The Senate has said no to drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The vote today, 52-48. North Carolina farmer Dwight Watson, who held off police for some 48 hours in the nation's capital, has surrendered without incident.
For the past day, Mr. Watson himself has helped work out the details of his surrender, and that he followed those details to the letter so that we could bring this to a successful conclusion.
U.S. Park Police Chief Teresa Chambers, Watson claimed to have explosives, but none were found. The standoff took place near the Washington Monument. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained about 71 points, the blue chips closing at 82.65, the NASDAQ closed down 3 points. This is SRN News.
Do you want to lose weight, look years younger, and feel better? Calorad is a revolutionary and safe way to lose weight and feel great.
Calorad's amino acid daytime-nighttime formula really works to feed the body exactly what it needs to burn fat naturally and develop lean muscle mass. Calorad regenerates the cells responsible for the aging process and so has a profound effect on sleep, skin, hair, and wellness. I lost 130 pounds.
I've lost 35 pounds on Calorad.
I've lost 37 pounds and 52 inches.
6 inches from my waist.
Calorad has restored my youthful appearance.
I'm 60 years old and have more energy today than I did at age 20. I will never stop taking Calorad.
They did it. Now you can too. Just one spoonful morning and night is all it takes. First 2 months supply of Calorad is only $199, taxes included, and we'll give you the third month absolutely free.
So call right now, 800-704-6466. It can change your life too. 800-704-6466. That's 800-704-6466.
Leaders of America's Roman Catholic and mainline Protestant denominations largely oppose war with Iraq, but some polls suggest they're out of touch with those in the pews.
Most of those members support President Bush's policy, according to a Gallup poll done this month. The poll found 63% of those who say they attend church almost weekly favor a U.S. military invasion to end Saddam Hussein's rule, compared with 59% of the general public. The Reverend Bob Edgar, who heads the National Council of Churches, suggests that he and other anti-war clergy are like, quote, the prophets and apostles of the Old and New Testaments who were rejected by their own people. Patrick Foss, SRN News.
And with war looming, one Minnesota church focusing on military personnel from the congregation serving in the Mideast. During Sunday service, Cross of Christ Church in Lakeville showed videos of relatives talking about loved ones in the Mideast. The pastor calling on the congregation to open their hearts and minds. This is SRN News. Well, spring may be just around the corner, but it sure doesn't look like it in parts of Colorado and Wyoming.
Oh, it is amazing. This is the biggest storm we've seen in 5 years, and it just keeps coming.
Mike Lee is happy about the snowstorm. He works for a ski resort some 90 miles west of Denver.
We've been in the drought for the last 3 years, and so getting this kind of moisture and this kind of snow over this, you know, over the past 48 hours is just absolutely amazing for us.
Denver's main airport has been closed by the blizzard and mail delivery has been canceled. Police in Phoenix want to talk to a resident of an apartment building that was leveled by an explosion. The man lived in the 8-unit building and had recently been served with an eviction notice. At least 2 people injured in the blast. The cause is not known, but the mayor says a criminal investigation is underway. Again on Wall Street today, the S&P was up 7.5 points, the NASDAQ down 3 points. From Washington, I'm Rich Thomason.
WFIA FM
94.7, The Spirit.
Saddam Hussein sits nervously in a bunker in Iraq waiting for 8 o'clock tonight. An American evangelical sits watching their television screens. But should we be expecting something else? Maybe the end of the age and the return of Jesus Christ. Next on Truth on the Line.
And welcome once again to Truth on the Line with Dr. Robert Mulder, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. I'm Lawrence Smith, and Dr. Mulder is away today. Sitting in is our regular guest host, Dr. Russ Moore, professor of theology at Southern Seminary, and director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. And our phone number is 571-2428, 571-CHAT. 571-2428, 571-CHAT, if you want to join our conversation for today. 571-2428, 571-CHAT. Again, our guest host is Dr. Russ Moore. And Russ, welcome back once again. Before we get started, let me have you explain what the Carl Henry Institute is. I said you were director, but tell us what it is.
Well, Carl Henry is an evangelical theologian who argued for years and years that Christians need to start engaging the culture and engaging politically. And so the Carl Henry Institute seeks to inform Christians on how to do that. We do that through various forums and symposia that we have on the campus of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and we'll soon have a website up that will seek to address contemporary issues from a Christian worldview.
So you bring people in and you debate, talk over.
Yes, we'll talk
issues.
Through issues such as how are we to understand the Middle East conflict? What does the Bible say about this? Or should a Christian support war at all? Or how should a Christian approach the issue of abortion? These types of questions.
Well, I imagine we'll get into some of those war issues today because, of course, engaging us all right now is the impending war with Iraq. The latest news is that bombing strikes have begun preliminarily on some targets. Some B-52s are bombing not the main targets, but just some setup, softening up missions that have already begun. And 17 Iraqi soldiers surrendered on the border of Kuwait today.
Yes.
So the first shot has not been fired from the weapons along the Kuwaiti border, but already Iraqis are surrendering.
It kind of reminds you of in 1991 when you had Iraqi soldiers surrendering to CNN crew members. I expect that we may see some of that this time as well, especially since they don't really have as much to fear from Saddam Hussein. I think any Iraqi soldier should know Saddam Hussein isn't going to still be standing to torture anyone for too much longer after this.
Let me read the latest from Fox News here. As troops on the ground prepare to invade, the U.S. jets struck about 10 Iraqi artillery pieces in southern Iraq this afternoon. So those strikes have begun.
Mm-hmm.
And then 17 Iraqi soldiers defected on the Iraq-Kuwaiti border Wednesday, turning themselves into American troops as coalition forces prepared for the invasion. So,
you know, they, Lawrence, you have to think that they are taking very seriously if they know about the words that President Bush spoke a few days ago, which we know that some of them do because they're hearing it on international radio, that Iraqi soldiers are going to be held accountable for war crimes if they commit them. And so there's no excuse, he said from the very, very beginning, for saying, I'm simply following orders, especially if they're planning to unleash weapons of mass destruction on our troops. That has to be weighing heavily on their minds.
Well, that deadline is less than 3 hours away now, and who knows what will happen. I guess we know what will happen after that. We just don't know quite when.
That's right. And it seems like, as though the whole nation is holding its breath. Indeed, the whole world, those of us who support the military action and those who are opposed, just simply with a sense of nervousness, not knowing exactly what's going to take place and how. But I think one thing we can be sure of, I don't think there's going to be much of a delay after 8 o'clock tonight before something happens.
I understand that timing-wise, 8 o'clock tonight is early morning Iraqi time, and then sunset there is around noon our time, so
mm-hmm.
It just depends what the military plan is, whether they want to wait until dark or if they're going to go right away.
Yes, that's right. And from what we hear, you already have storekeepers boarding up their store windows, those who know what's going on. I think they're really expecting this to take place soon.
But you want to talk about a particular aspect of this that has even gotten some play in the secular press, and that is this thought among some Christians that this Iraqi war, this war on terror in the broader scope, somehow has an apocalyptic aspect to it.
Yes. Well, you can't help but wonder when you have Iraq here, which is so filled with all kinds of biblical significance. Many people think that Iraq here between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers is where the Garden of Eden was. You've got Babylon referenced here in the Old Testament so constantly. And there are many people who are saying maybe Iraq is a rebuilt Babylon, and this battle is something of the last battle of the age, and maybe this will usher in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have many Christians asking questions like that. At the same time, you have secular commentators looking around, and they're saying the Roman Catholic Church is not supporting the president, at least in its official capacity here. The mainline Protestant denominations are not supporting the president. Evangelical Protestants are supporting President Bush. Why? And many of them are saying it's because they believe that this is the end of the world and that this is going to usher in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even someone like Jimmy Carter, a Southern Baptist, arguing that the reason why evangelicals support Bush is because they believe it's going to prompt Jesus to return sooner. And so these are questions that we really ought to take seriously. Might this be something that is signaling the end of the age? Every Christian should ask that question about every day of our lives.
Well, let's talk about it. 571-2428, 571-CHAT, 571-2428.
571 chat. Do today's current events fold into biblical prophecy? Is Iraq, does it have apocalyptic overtones to it? It's a question many people are asking. 571-2428, 571 chat. We want to know what you think about this. And Russ, give us your take on all this from your theological perspective, an overview.
Well, you hear many television preachers right now saying this is obviously a fulfillment here of the signs of the end of the age, because Jesus says you will have wars and you will have rumors of wars. And that's true. Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 24. But he also says you're going to have wars and rumors of wars. It is not yet the end. That is just the birth pains here. And so what we want to do is to say we want to be sensitive to the signs of the times, but at the same time, we don't want to overreact and to speculate in ways that would diminish the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to have a healthy sense of saying here, we don't know what is taking place. We don't know when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return, and we should expect to have wars and conflicts in a sinful world right up until the time that he comes.
In fact, there have been wars and rumors of wars throughout history, and in fact, some even in Paul's time thought that Christ's return was imminent.
No, that's exactly right. And the same thing, my grandfather was a pastor during World War II, and I've gone through some of his things and have found many flyers from preachers inviting him to come to events talking about World War II as being an end of the age. Benito Mussolini is an antichrist figure, and you've had other people speculate, well, the Soviet Union here is playing into biblical prophecy, and Soviet Union is nowhere to be found now. Mikhail Gorbachev, I remember during the 1980s, some people said, he's the Antichrist. He has that mark on his head, and that's 666. Well, if Mikhail Gorbachev was the Antichrist, he was a very poor one. And so he's gone. So we don't want to speculate to the point that we bring reproach upon the church and become scandal mongers or speculators in that sense.
571-2428 is our phone number, 571-CHAT, for you to call and get in your opinion on this question. Now, what's going on here? Is the war with Iraq somehow tied to Bible prophecy? 571-2428, 571-CHAT. And Russ, is there a danger in tying current events directly into Bible prophecy, as some try to do?
Now, there sure is. I mean, Jesus warns us not to do this. When he talks about the false Christ appearing and an individual saying, here he is, here he is, here he is, Jesus says, don't do that. Instead, you be waiting and you be expectant for me to be here. And you think about all of these. I have a book on my shelf at home, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Will Return by 1988.
I remember that book, yes.
And at the time, it seemed so compelling. I remember reading this book as a member of a church youth group, and we had a pastor who was really commending this volume because Israel came into being in 1948, a generation, 40 years, it seemed as though, well, maybe it will be 1988. So that'll be the end. Well, of course, that book is covered with dust now because it's been so long since then, and Jesus has not yet returned. Question is, where is this author, and what does he now have to say to the rest of the world? You think of Harold Camping, who is a radio evangelist who wrote a book called 1994, in which he's arguing that Jesus would return in 94. Well, of course, he didn't. Now Harold Camping is back telling people, because we're at the end of the age, you ought to get out of your churches, and instead of sending money to your churches, send your money to, guess where? To him, to Harold Camping Ministries. And how you can have that much credibility after you've already made a false claim as he did, it really does bring reproach to the gospel. So we must be, on the one hand, sensitive to these events and say, we believe that Jesus is coming again, and for all we know, these events could be bringing about the end of the age, but on the same time saying, but we don't know. And we're very careful to say we are not Christ and we are not speaking for him on that.
Let's bring in our first caller, Michelle. You're on Truth on the Line. Give us your thoughts on this. Hello.
Hi. First, I want to say that I don't think that we ought to worry or spend a lot of time on this, because we just need to be busy. Christ will come again and we need to be busy. And whenever he comes, we have to be just busy and not standing looking into the sky.
But amen.
My pastor, actually, I don't want to give these ideas as my own because they're not actually my pastor, is said these things, very wise man, very learned, and he said that perhaps Saddam Hussein, because the devil reads the Bible, he knows it. He knows what the end means for him, that he has a limited time. As soon as Christ comes back, his time is he's gone. I mean, he knows that he's on the losing side.
Yes.
And it would be his desire to push back the second coming of Christ. So it's possible that maybe Saddam Hussein, if he got a nuclear weapon, he wouldn't point it toward the U.S. His real enemy, the real enemy of the Muslims, are the Jews. Would he point it toward Israel? And by destroying Israel, make it unable to be, for the temple to be rebuilt? And if the devil has this in his sights, could he, Saddam Hussein, be demon-possessed and a tool of the devil to push back the second coming? He mentioned something about Hitler, that, of course, Hitler wasn't the Antichrist, but some people thought that maybe he was.
Okay.
But really probably just a tool of the devil to wipe out the Jewish population so that those Jews couldn't be saved during the tribulation period. I think that everything, we don't know, but I think the devil plays in this as well.
Okay,
well,
Michelle, let Russ address the question.
I think you're exactly right to see that there is something satanic going on in many of these tyrants and dictators. And so I think you're able to say, without saying Saddam Hussein is the Antichrist or Adolf Hitler is the Antichrist, the Apostle John says there are many Antichrists up until the final Antichrist. He also says there's a spirit of Antichrist that is already working in the world, he writes, in the first century. So I think we're able to say a lot of what Saddam Hussein is doing is demonic, is of the devil. Certainly what Hitler was doing is demonic, is of the devil. And at the same time, we just simply don't know exactly how that plays out in terms of the end of the age.
Michelle, thanks so much for your phone call. We appreciate your calling, and we want you to call. There are lines here for you, 571-2428, 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. If you're on hold, we'll get to you after this break, but otherwise, give us a call, 571-2428, 571-CHAT, on this time that we're less than 3 hours away from the deadline for Saddam Hussein to leave Iraq and the start of a war. We'll be right back after this on Truth on the Line.
WFIA-FM
94.7, The Spirit.
Have you ever heard money being sucked down a drain or seen it being burned up? Unfortunately, it may be happening in your own home right now without your knowledge. Hi, I'm Harold Herring, president of the Debt-Free Army. And that's why I've written the booklet, How to Save Big Money on Utility Bills. These 40 money-saving strategies can be yours free by calling toll-free 1-877-337-2800.
I now save 20% on my utility bill because of a tip I found on page 3 of How to Save Big Money on Utility Bills.
This little booklet is saving us big money. The first month we did it, we received a 50% decrease on our utility bill.
I was very surprised at the bill. I mean, our bill was cut in half after just 1 month of using these tips.
This book is amazing, and it's free.
Call toll-free 1-877-337-2800 to receive your free copy of this money-saving book. Call 1-877-337-2800 and learn how to save big money on your utility bills. Call now.
Attention. This is an alert. If you need a loan, whether you're a first-time homebuyer, little or no money saved, or even have questionable credit, the first name to know is First Rate Mortgage. Do you want to buy a home, refinance your home? No matter what you need, First Rate Mortgage is there to help. First Rate Mortgage understands today's financial complexities and will take the time to fit the program just right for you. Interest rates are still at an all-time low, but if your bank won't give you the rates you need to call First Rate Mortgage. First Rate Mortgage has over 150 direct lenders who are looking for borrowers just like you. As Dave Ramsey says, peace of mind is important, and that's exactly what First Rate Mortgage gives you. So do the smart thing and call First Rate Mortgage at 866-929-4900. When the banks won't give you the rate you need to call First Rate Mortgage, 866-929-4900. When the bank says no, First Rate Mortgage says yes. Call a loan specialist at 866-929-4900 and save thousands with First Rate Mortgage.
Where would you like to go? So where would you like to go? We know how to get you there and do it with a smile on your face. We're TravelPlex, and our motto, consider it done. Travel services including vacation planning, cruises, group travel, air and hotel packages, motor coach services, and more. Why go online when TravelPlex can put together your dream package and save you money at the same time? For over 17 years, Travelplex has taken the hassle out of planning your next getaway. You get to relax, which is what your intention was in the first place, and let Travelplex do the work for you. See how local service and a personal touch can make your next vacation superb. Travelplex, now with locations in Louisville on Taylorsville Road across from the Golden Corral and in Frankfort on Comanche Trail next to the Office Pub in Delhi. Stop in today for expert travel planning and a free quote or call 502-452-2181.
And we are back with Truth on the Line with Dr. Albert Mohler. Dr. Mohler is out today. Our guest host is Dr. Russ Moore, who is a professor of theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're talking about Bible prophecy and what role, if any, this current conflict we're in plays in that. 571-2428 is our phone number, 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. Russ, our last caller was talking about the various aspects of this, but you made an important point, is that people have to be careful in this prophecy business, I guess, that they're in, that they don't take their attention from the Bible. Sometimes you get into the newspaper and look for prophecy in the newspaper instead of being in the Bible.
Oh, that's exactly right. Because in many ways, it's so fascinating to see perhaps God's prophetic timetable playing out in front of us that we can easily take our eyes off of the gospel, off of scripture, and toward current events. You know, I was just watching the other day, there was on a Christian television network and an individual standing up talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And he's talking about the colors that are involved here. The pale horseman, he says, that's a pale green. And he says, these are the colors of the Palestinian flag. And then he goes to this elaborate conversation about how the Palestinians and the Israelis, the conflict there is going to lead to Armageddon. Well, there's a certainty that he was using in that conversation that ought to be reserved for things that we're certain about, which is not that. And so those kinds of things, even if we believe that we see perhaps these fulfillments taking place, we ought to be very, very careful here, remembering Jesus, when asked about his coming, could have easily said, it's going to be March the 23rd. You know, he doesn't. He says, the day or the hour, I do not know. The Father alone knows you, and then he gives a command here. The same thing that Michelle mentioned some moments ago when you have the disciples gathered around Jesus before he ascends, and they're wanting to know about prophecy charts. They want to know about the end of the age, and Jesus says to them, I'm not telling you what it's the Father's responsibility to fix by his own authority. I'm telling you, go to all nations preaching the gospel. So we need to hold these kinds of speculations so loosely and so humbly here, and speak with certainty about the things that we have certainty about.
Got to be careful not to say things that are going to hold the gospel up to ridicule, and those kinds of specific comments about the Iranian flag and the four horsemen.
That's right.
And the book you mentioned earlier about, you know, 88 Reasons Why.
Yeah, that's right. And you think about Peter. The Apostle Peter talks about the unbelievers. They're scoffing and saying, where is the promise of his coming? And Peter says, you know, they neglect to remember that 1,000 days with God is as a day and a day is as 1,000 years. But what we don't want to do is to give more fuel to the pagans for saying, where is the promise of his coming? He didn't come when he promised, when Jesus isn't the one who made those speculations. We did.
571-2428 is our phone number, 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. And Tanya, you're up on Truth on the Line. Thanks for joining us. What's your comment or question? Tanya, you there?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. And, you know, I believe in everything that you guys are saying, and no one knows the hour or the time when Jesus is going to return. But don't you just get excited because you can see, can't you just see Jesus up there saying, Father, can I go get them now? Father, can I go get my children now? Every event that happens in this day and time, is an event that brings us closer to the Lord coming back, and I just feel blessed and joyous that I am a Christian, and I know that he's going to come home. He's going to come and take me home. Can't you just see him? Can't you just see him saying, Father, can I go get my children?
Well, you're right, Tanya, that there is a very real lesson here to be learned that we can learn sometimes from even those people who are wrong in their prophecy speculations. And that is that we need to be intense in our expectation of the coming of Christ. And we ought to be every day, as Paul says to the Thessalonian church, we ought to be every day out there looking to the skies, praying, come Lord Jesus, let this be the day. That ought to be an expectation and a hope that we hold very fervently here.
Tanya, thanks for your phone call. We appreciate it. And our excitement as well should be to do the things of the Lord
Yes. In
anticipation of that return, not looking up there and saying, when are you going to be here? But going about doing his business before he returns.
No, well, that's right. And that's one of the problems you had with the Apostle Paul dealing with these early churches. Some of them are thinking, well, the day of the Lord is coming very soon, so we should just give up on working and give up on living our lives. And the Apostle Paul writes and says, you're to be a Christian in light of the coming of Jesus by doing things like working with your own hands and by minding your own business. And by loving one another, and by evangelizing and building up the church, if you have an expectation of the coming of Jesus that causes you to stop doing those things, then you have an unhealthy view here of the coming of Christ. The coming of Christ ought to spur you to work harder and all the more in evangelism and missions and loving the brothers and building up the church and these kinds of things.
In fact, the command is to go into all the nations and make disciples. That's the command, not to be pruning the newspaper for Bible prophecy necessarily.
That's true. Yes. And the simple fact is sometimes it is easier for us to stand up and make pronouncements about current events than it is to actually walk into a restaurant and sit down and share the gospel with the person sitting next to us. That sometimes is more frightening than standing up and saying, I know who the Antichrist is. You can gain a real hearing with that, at least for a while, but it doesn't last.
So what do you think about this? Call us and tell us, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. We're on the brink of war. It's a serious business, and we don't mean to trivialize it at all. It's a serious business. But the serious business of the gospel is even more serious than this. And there are some who are reading into current events, sometimes wrongly, sometimes foolishly, but they're reading into these things, some kind of a biblical prophecy coming true. What do you think? 571-2428, 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. Paul, welcome to Truth on the Line. You're on the air. Paul, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like Professor Moore to comment on Isaiah 2:4 in regarding about the swords being turned into plowshares, spears into pruning hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the cornerstone of the United Nations building. And the sadness and the irony is that they cannot agree how to keep world peace, where their very cornerstone testifies that one day the law will come forth from Zion and the Lord from Jerusalem, and he will establish peace. And just the sadness and the irony, similar to Acts 17, where at the altar to the unknown God, that God's witness is there, and people just don't see it.
Well, Paul, you're right. It ought to be a reminder to us when we see the hopeless shenanigans of the United Nations in the past several weeks to say, if we're banking on world peace on the United Nations, then we should probably hope in something else. And of course, as Christians, we say the United Nations may well serve a useful function in some kinds of ways, but the failure here of the United Nations just shows us all the more that our hope here ultimately is in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, not in our ability to manage and micromanage the affairs of nations through any organization.
There are lines open for you at 571-2428, 571-CHAT. Call us and give us your questions about this subject or your comments. 571-2428, 571-CHAT. You're listening to Truth on the Line. We'll be right back after this break.
WFIA-FM.
94.7, The Spirit.
Did you see that?
Wow, what a car.
That's a Mazda, and it looks like the drive is on. Bluegrass Mazda on Shelbyville Road urges you to come in today and take a test drive. The choice is yours. Like a 2002 Mazda Tribute ES for only $21,988. Or a 2002 Mazda MPV, sale price $19,988 and loaded with luxuries. Or a brand new Bluegrass specially priced Mazda B3000 Cab Plus, a truck you can trust for only $12,995. Get 0% on select models. Every 2003 Mazda comes with Mazda's assurance plan, 4-year, 50,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 24-hour roadside assistance, and a Bluegrass loaner car. For more great ways to save, come into Bluegrass Mazda on Shelbyville Road.
People are going to stare at you.
I can stand that.
Attention homeowners and rental property owners.
I have these old single pane windows and I can feel the cold air coming in. I know I'm wasting energy, but what can I do?
You need to call Window World today. Windows as low as $189 installed. That's right, installed. Window World, the number one vinyl replacement window company in America, is now in Louisville. Windows that tilt out for easy cleaning. Windows that keep out noise and cold air. Double strength, double pane insulated glass. Call Window World today at 671-7777 for windows as low as $189 installed. Guaranteed lowest prices or double your money back. Spring is approaching. Before you clean your windows, call Window World for the number one vinyl replacement window that tilts out for easy cleaning. Call now, 671-7777. 671-7777. Window World, simply the best for less. 671-7777.
Welcome to The Edge, a daily radio commentary from Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. If you could paint a picture of a satisfying, joyous, meaningful life, what would it look like? Now, take a look at your life. Is it what you'd hoped it would be, or are there areas that you long to change? If you'd like to see lasting change, there is an initial step you must take in order to find success. Here's Chip with more.
Discipline is a fruit of the Spirit. It's something that God produces. Discipline that is grace-driven, not guilt-driven. I'm not talking about trying harder. I'm talking about trusting more deeply. I'm not talking about self-help. I'm talking about saying, God, I'm powerless. I can't change. I can't get up in the morning. I want to have a devotional life, and I'm blowing it. I want to love my wife or husband more deeply, and I'm blowing it. I want to control my eating or my body or my workouts or whatever it is, and I just can't seem to follow through. The first step to biblical discipline is to admit that you're powerless, that you need help. And then God promises He gives grace.
The Edge with Chip Ingram is a daily radio ministry of Living on the Edge. To find out more about Living on the Edge, visit our website at www.lote.org. At this site, you'll find resources and an up-to-date schedule of Living on the Edge broadcasts. For Chip Ingram, thanks for listening to The Edge.
Welcome back. This is Truth on the Line with Dr. Albert Mohler. Guest host today is Dr. Russ Moore, Assistant Professor of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And there's room for you at 571-2428, 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. We're talking about the coming war with Iraq and whether it plays any role at all, as some are saying that it's one sign of the coming end of the age. Here again is your host, Dr. Russ Moore.
Lawrence, one thing, we're talking about speculations here about the end of the age, but in one sense, I think there's been a real overblowing of that kind of thing by the secular media. You have secular media types and liberal Protestants who are saying, well, you have to have some explanation why evangelicals are supporting the president on this. Obviously, it can't be because they actually support military action, so what must it be? Well, it must be because they're all reading prophecy charts and they think this is the end of the world. And we've seen that before. You remember back in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan was taking a hard line against the Soviet Union, and you had critics saying, well, that's because Ronald Reagan is reading Hal Lindsey, and he believes that if he builds up all of these nuclear weapons that he can set off Armageddon and hasten in the coming of Jesus Christ, and he's going to destroy the entire world. Well, obviously, he didn't destroy the entire world, and he had an objective here, and the objective was actually driving the Soviet Union to its demise, which, of course, is exactly what happened. Evangelicals, by and large, are not supporting the president on this war because they believe that that is going to bring about the coming of Jesus Christ. By and large, evangelical Protestants are supporting the president because they believe this is right. that you have a tyrant in Iraq who is building up weapons of mass destruction that he is willing and able to give to terrorist groups. And evangelicals are saying, what must the government do? It's its responsibility to protect its people. And so they're supportive of the president here. Not because they believe that the president is somehow fitting into Bible prophecy necessarily, but that makes for a good soundbite for people who are critics.
Well, there have been many articles written by secular media saying that the president is being influenced by his evangelical members of his staff and aides and friends to pursue this war for the reasons you explained, for biblical reasons as opposed to strategic reasons.
And that's just so irresponsible when you see the way in which the president has laid out this case. This is simply not the way that the French opinion cartoons are portraying it, that you've got the president in the White House as a reckless cowboy who just wants to have Saddam Hussein's head. I mean, think about this agonizing process that we've been through over the past several months, so much so that some of us turn on the television and we see one more Security Council meeting and just say, when is this ever going to end? The president has been so careful here in establishing the case for why he's going to do this, and then matching that with a resolve to say, this is right. We don't care if Germany condemns it. We don't care if France condemns it. We don't care if the rest of the world condemns this. We must do what is necessary to protect our people. And when you see the way that the president grounds that argument, it's not in Bible prophecy. It's in his responsibilities under the Constitution, responsibilities that we know from Scripture, Romans 13, come ultimately from God. If the president shirks his responsibilities here and simply were to say, there's a threat to my nation here and I'm simply going to turn a blind eye to it, he would be in disobedience to God.
571-2428, 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. There's room for you on our phone lines. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about this subject. Let's look at the broader theological question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible for men to influence the timing of the coming of Christ?
Well, I don't think it's possible for men to hold it back. I think the Bible does say that there are several things that are going to happen, and the Bible doesn't give us exact specifics. We would like for it to. We would like to know exactly the name of the Antichrist. We would like to know the latitude and longitude of all of these battles. Scripture doesn't do that. That's because the main point of Scripture is to say, Jesus is returning. He will defeat Satan. And Jesus, when he's talking to his disciples, he says, when you see earthquakes, when you see wars, when you hear about rumors of wars, the point here is not for you to sit and to mark these down and to say, okay, we have now had 3,000 earthquakes. He's saying, you know, you're still living in an old fallen world that Jesus is coming to return. And so I think we can't magically force Jesus' hand. He's coming when he chooses to come. But at the same time, Jesus, of course, is sovereign over history. Things are moving toward a direction. We just simply don't know when that's going to happen.
And in the meantime, those of us who are his followers are about the business of proclaiming that gospel of the salvation through Jesus Christ and
yes.
making disciples.
And at the same time, Jesus promises us, you're going to have hostility, you're going to have opposition. And that's what's happening in Iraq. You think about our Christian brothers and sisters in Iraq who are facing terrible persecution from this dictator and this tyrant. And of course, our prayer is that after there is regime change in Iraq, that there will be genuine religious liberty and genuine religious freedom in Iraq so that you can have the preaching of the gospel there in a free and open marketplace of ideas.
That's an excellent point that we haven't heard much of, and that is that it's possible this could usher in a new era of evangelism in that region.
It exactly could. It could work either way. You could have increasing Arab hostility to us. We understand that. We know that is the case. The president understands that and knows that really is a risk we have to be willing to take because this has to be dealt with. But think about it in this way. What if you actually do see a new day emerge in Iraq in which the Iraqi people have freedom, not coerced to become Christians or coerced to remain Muslims, but actually are able to hear new ideas and you have the preaching of the gospel there. Maybe you can have massive conversions and even revival in Iraq.
Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. And we invite you to join us at 571-2428, 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. If you're on hold, stand by. We'll take your phone call after this break. You're listening to Truth on the Line with your guest host today, Dr. Russ Moore. We'll be right back.
WFIA FM
94.7, The Spirit.
I'm Jack May with the May Team. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX Associates. I've got a system called the Carefree Listing. You can sell your house yourself while listed and pay no commission. And if you're not happy, fire me. Mind you, we think you'll be happy because our average time for selling a house is only 38 days, and many sell at full price. I'm not trying to brag. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, we personally sell over 6 times the amount of the average agent. That's more than a house a week. Find out why. For a free, no-obligation information package, call anytime. 315-1300. Flexible fees. Cancel anytime. The Carefree Listing. Don't sell your home until you call for our free information package. 502-315-1300. Or on the web at carefreelisting.com. The May Team. RE/MAX Associates of Louisville. 315-1300. Each RE/MAX office independently owned.
Joe Huber's Family Farm and Restaurant presents the world's first ever scratch and sniff radio commercial. In your left speaker, you can smell the home-cooked country fried chicken. To your right, the famous Huber honey ham with a side of fluffy real mashed potatoes or homemade chicken dumplings. Sensory overload, right? But Joe Huber's Family Farm and Restaurant is more than just great cooking. It's a great gathering place. If you missed our Carolina Boys live concert, you missed a lot of fun. You can create your own Huber's special event in our 7,000 square foot building. Your church group can reserve a space, even bring your own live music, and make it a fun evening. From fundraisers to fellowship, weddings, and retreats, get creative and we'll provide the perfect setting. Joe Huber's Family Farm and Restaurant, just 25 minutes northwest of Louisville in Starlight, Indiana. A great gathering place for your group. Call Lori at 812-923-5255 to find out how easy it is to set up. 812-923-5255.
We're back with Truth on the Line, and we invite you to go to our website. You can find archives of past shows there as well as other resources. That web address is truthonthelinecom. Truthonthelinecom. Our phone number here right now is 571-2428, 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. That's the number to call to talk to our guest host today, Dr. Russ Moore.
Lawrence, when you think about Saddam Hussein and these issues tonight, it's a good time for Christians to really reflect on the nature of evil. When you have a man who is holed up in a bunker in Iraq, just awaiting these bombs to begin and troops to come in, executing justice upon him, and he refuses to back down. I mean, think about what Saddam Hussein's sons said the other day when President Bush said that they must leave the country, and they said, "No, President Bush, you leave the United States of America," as though they can make these kinds of demands. They are so hardened and unrepentant here, and you see kind of a reflection here of what we have with Satan. Scripture says that Satan knows that his time is short, as one of the callers mentioned not long ago. He knows that he has been defeated here. He knows that Jesus is coming in to mop up this operation of completely destroying him and his rule. And yet, what does Scripture say? That makes him all the more angry and all the more furious toward the church because he knows that his time is short. I mean, that's all I can think of when I see the nervousness that I feel when I'm watching the news. And there's more nervousness now than there was in 91 with the first Gulf War. Because in that war, we're removing Iraq from Kuwait. He's driven back to Baghdad. But in this war, all of us have a little bit more anxiety because we know that Saddam Hussein knows the jig is up. They're coming into Baghdad. He is going to be dealt with. That kind of desperation, who knows what can result from that? Well, we see that on an even bigger and broader scale with Satan. He knows the end is coming, and so we see his fury all over the world right now, even as we speak.
Well, earlier you mentioned the sovereignty of God, and that's what Lois wants to talk about. Lois, welcome to Truth on the Line. What's your comment or question?
Dr. Moore, I am a spirit-led Christian, and mm-hmm. I believe what God said. And most evangelical Christians, they think that God's over in a corner wringing his hands wondering what's going on. When he said, "Put your complete faith and trust in me," we have a Christian president mm-hmm. who is responsible for taking care of this nation. Remember when Moses, God told Moses to go and set the people free. And we cannot allow a man who is so evil, who has been turned over to a reprobate mind, we cannot allow a man like that to continue. He will completely destroy us. America's always had a good life. We've never had anything like this. We need to be on our knees praying for our president.
That's right.
And we need to get on our knees and turn from our wicked ways and seek the face of God and ask forgiveness, and then he'll heal our land. It has nothing to do with Jesus coming back. Jesus doesn't know when he's coming back. The Bible says so.
Mm-hmm.
Only God himself.
Mm-hmm.
I backed the president with my whole heart, soul, mind, and body before I went to work today. I went to a friend's house and got on my knees, and we prayed together.
Yes.
The Lord would help that right decision.
Well,
and I appreciate your comments so much.
Well, thank you, Lois. That is an excellent point that we all need to keep in mind right now is praying for the president. I mean, you think about the tremendous strain that he is under right now, having to make these kinds of decisions about other people's sons and daughters, sending them into harm's way. He has this responsibility on his back, and we need to be praying for him that he would have wisdom, that he would have discernment, and that he would be upheld during this very difficult time. And at the same time, something that maybe we don't think about quite as often is that we as Christians need to be praying for Saddam Hussein. We still have, as Lawrence mentioned some moments ago, less than 3 hours now until the deadline is up. We should be praying as Christians for the salvation of Saddam Hussein, that he might turn here and repent here and come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be praying for him and for his sons and for Osama bin Laden, that they might come to Christ. And at the same time, we need to be praying that justice would be done. I think that's an excellent point that we should all be remembering right now.
Thanks, Lois, for your call. We appreciate it. Our number is 571-2428, 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. And there is room for you on the line right now. Give us a call, 571-2428. And 571-CHAT.
You know, Lawrence, another thing that Lois brought up that I think is an excellent point is that you shouldn't really have Christians panicking right now, as maybe some of those who don't know Christ might be doing. We take precautions. I mean, most Christians probably have their duct tape and their plastic sheeting, and they're taking legitimate precautions here. But at the same time, we shouldn't be panic stricken. We know, just as Lois said, that God is in control. God is in his heavens. And we know that the worst thing that can happen to us is that we are killed. They cannot kill the body and the soul. Jesus Christ has won a salvation for us in that.
571-2428 is our phone number. 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT. You know, I've heard someone ask about this conflict, is God on our side? Well, I hearken back to a quote I think Lincoln made during the Civil War. Our concern should not be whether God is on our side, but whether we are on God's side.
That's exactly right. And I think that President Bush has made clear here that he knows that he's got a heavy responsibility, Romans chapter 13. He's got to wield the sword here, the sword of justice that God has given him, and he's got to wield it rightly. And I think that he has made decisions here seeking wisdom, seeking discernment, and seeking patience here all along the way, and patience has been exhausted in this sense.
What should Christians, we've touched on this, what should Christians be doing right now on the brink of this warfare with Iraq?
Well, I think as Lois said, we should be praying. I think another thing that we can be doing in terms of the war is it's an excellent opportunity to evangelize. Because many of us have unconverted friends who, when something like this is going on, they're going to start asking questions. How can I make sense of this? What does this mean? What if there's a weapon of mass destruction that is unleashed by some terrorist group in the United States of America? It's a sobering time, and that gives us a door, an opportunity to say, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to him for refuge. Come to him and find salvation in life.
Well, this is our final break. We'll be right back with our closing comments and a couple of your calls as well. 571-2428, 571-CHAT's our phone number to get in on our last segment here. We'll be right back with more Truth on the Line. We're talking about the war on Iraq. Started talking about Bible prophecy and ending now talking about the Christian responsibility during this very difficult time. We'll be right back.
WFIA-FM.
94.7, The Spirit.
In a world that's full of choices, familiar voices you long to hear.
I think most people don't buy insurance off the web because they just don't feel comfortable with it.
Phil Urban, President and CEO of Grange Insurance.
One of the problems with buying insurance on the web is that you end up just being a number. You're just one of many that are buying exactly the same coverage. The Grange independent agent can customize that coverage for you. At the Grange website, you can identify independent agents. You could even send them an email. Don't send that computer mouse to do an expert's job. Find that expert at grangeinsurance.com.
Call Culver Insurance at 933-3058. Culver Insurance is in the historic Valley School building at Deering and Valley. For all of your insurance needs, Culver Insurance.
Your partner in protection.
Now the voiceover guys for Viva Rossi and New Yale. Where's your partner?
He's in the car, and I've got him on the phone. And he's going to tell all our listeners about something brand new at Viva Rossi.
The Seafood Buffet. Seafood salad, shrimp cocktail, scallops, whitefish fried in a special batter, and of course all the usual great Viva Rossi stuff, from pizza to pasta.
And because it's a Viva Rossi Seafood Buffet, it's all you can eat. Viva Rossi, Taylorsville Road at Waterson Trail.
So, do you think your mobile partner can pick up my dry cleaning while he's out?
Sure, I guess so.
Great-looking shirt.
Well, thanks. New Yale did it. I get a better press on the collar and cuffs. Take a look. And it's definitely whiter and brighter. And look, Ma, all the buttons are still on it.
It's the way New Yale does shirts.
That's right. It's a brand new machine that steams and presses your shirt. So it comes out beautifully pressed, but it doesn't crush the buttons like the old way of doing it.
New Yale. Cutting-edge cleaning.
And that's what makes him a favorite all over Kentuckiana. And we're out of time. Talk to you soon.
We are back. This is Truth on the Line, and our phone number is 571-2428, 571-CHAT, 571-2428, 571-CHAT, for your comment or question in these final moments of our show with your guest host, Dr. Russ Moore.
Lawrence, one of the things I think we should be keeping in mind as we're waiting here for 8 o'clock to come for this deadline to end is that this ought to waken us up some and sober us. I remember a couple of weeks ago, you and I were talking about reality television shows all over the networks and some of the silliness and vulgarity of all of that. This type of a situation ought to show us that there are issues out there that are life and death, deadly serious challenges in our world right now. And it's very easy for us as Americans to just kind of anesthetize ourselves and just kind of lull ourselves into just complacency and even grieving over the situation of the world. We have our young men and women poised in Kuwait and around the Persian Gulf waiting to go in. We ought to stand back and say we are really living in a fallen world and we should grieve over that.
Well, our next caller certainly knows firsthand the seriousness of the situation. Lawson, you were an ex-Marine, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I was a Marine captain for a while. Before that, was enlisted.
Uh-huh.
Well, give us your comment on what's going on right now.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and I would ask that all Christians across the nation. I mean, something we need to be praying for. I totally believe we're involved in a righteous cause.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, God said that if we pray for it. I'm driving in traffic right now. I can't remember the exact scripture. I hope you guys will know, but that we can pray for confusion on the side of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hung up this morning with one of my best friends, Brian O'Leary, who thought I'd just take a chance on calling. I got him on his cell phone as he's sitting on his sea bag on the tarmac waiting on the airplane to pull up to get he and his battalion as they deploy. And these guys are sitting there with their cell phones and, mm-hmm. and cardboard boxes, packaged prepaid postage that they could just drop their cell phones in and mail it back to their wife or their buddy or whoever as they're walking on the airplane. And it just really it just hit me again that how real this is, and I've just been in prayer in and out through the day that by the time he gets over there and by the time this thing kicks in, that Saddam and his generals, his staff, the commanders of the armies in Baghdad are going to be in such a state of confusion and turmoil that it's almost going to be a mop-up operation by the time we get going. So I would just ask that Christians across the country not only pray for the president, for the troops, but that God would just completely confuse the enemy.
That's an excellent point, Lawson. We do need to be praying for quickness here in terms of this military operation so that we can have a minimum of bloodshed here, that this would be done very, very quickly. You see the reality here, as you mentioned here. Lawrence and I were talking during the break. I have a brother who is in the Marine Reserves who desperately wants to be deployed and to be over there. And so, and who knows, he may be in the next several days. That those of us who have family members who are either over there or on the way, it even gives an added sense of reality here to the mission and what's going on. I think one thing that we could be praying for as Christians, as you mentioned, is not only a sense of military confusion, but a sense in which you might have massive numbers of Iraqi troops defecting, surrendering, refusing to fight. You think about what we mentioned earlier, that already 17 Iraqi soldiers have surrendered to the U.S. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the Iraqi people said, we refuse to fight for this tyrant? We're going to stand back and let the international community deal with him, and we are not going to stand in your way. What an answer to prayer that would be.
It certainly would. Lawson, thank you so much for your phone call, and thanks for your service to our country in the U.S. Marines. Lawson says he served in Somalia, and your brother wants to go there and is not right now. I have a brother who is there who'd rather be somewhere else.
No, but, I'm sure.
You're right. It is serious business, and this is a time to drive us to our knees.
Yes, that's for sure. And praying for the troops, praying for them in terms of not only their physical safety, but praying for them spiritually. You know, sometimes you've seen in the history of our nation that military action is a time of great opportunity for the gospel among our own troops. We've had times of revival take place during military actions. There are some people who can testify that they're in a Christian family because of something that took place during World War II, when their father or grandfather or mother was involved somehow in World War II, and there was a distribution of gospel tracts or a godly chaplain or someone who was there witnessing to the gospel, and you had a revival breakout. And so I think that we should be praying for that as well, that our troops would be not only physically safe, but that they would also be spiritually safe at this time, and it would be a great opportunity for the gospel.
In fact, Russ, I was proofreading the next issue of our Southern Seminary magazine. It's about war and peace, this entire issue. And there are several articles about people on our campus, men who are chaplains in the military, and they say that crisis times such as this, there's a very, very much an opening for the gospel. People are hungry to hear the truth at times like this.
Well, you hear the old cliche, there are no atheists in foxholes. And in a sense, what that's getting at is very true, that when you have people who are under fire here, when they don't know if they're going to be around another day facing an enemy here, it is a time to really reflect and to think about what's really meaningful in life in a way that it's just not easy to do when you're living in a world of television and radio and all kinds of ways that you can convince yourself the end really is so far off, I need not think about it. And so our military chaplains really have an awesome responsibility and privilege and joy right now in sharing the gospel to young men who are thinking about eternal matters in a way that maybe they've never thought about it before in their lives. And so you might have some soldiers right now sitting on the brink of Iraq who may come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ there in the Middle East and just contribute great things for the kingdom in the years to come.
We'll pray for that. We'll pray for a quick victory and pray, even as you said, salvation for Saddam Hussein, his sons, and those who are now opposed to the gospel in that region.
Yes, I think we should all be praying from now until 8 o'clock tonight and beyond as we see these events unfolding. It's a time in which Christians need to be the ones who are salt and light, calling people everywhere to see what really matters here. And what matters here is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's Dr. Russ Moore, guest host today on Truth on the Line. We'll be back next week as we once again put truth on the line, as Dr. Mulder says, talking about things that matter. We'll see you next week.
WFIA The Spirit is Louisville's station for Christian talk and praise, and these great sponsors help bring you this afternoon's programs. Tax Alternatives, your alternative to paying higher taxes. Call 429-5153.
By Dr. Richard Eiferman for Vision Correction. Call 895-4200 today.
Thanks for listening to WFIA The Spirit.